Good morning.
Good morning.
He's taking a fast from church for Lent, I see. My name is Joanne. Welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. Glad you could join us. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. With big print. Thank you. It's yours? Kind of like that. But it's
take it off.
I was going to say it's covering the words.
Yeah,
it's a magnet.
Just feel.
Okay. There you go. So, today's daily word is healing. I am life, the radiant life of God. When I'm experiencing illness or pain from an injury, I may forget that wholeness is my natural state of being. As I focus on symptoms, the feeling of illness or injury may grow stronger. It is then that I remember the truth. I am a living expression of God, created in God's image and likeness. Divine life, the very life of God, is my spiritual inheritance. In prayer, I align my thoughts and feelings with the power of life. As I move deeply into prayer, any lingering thought of illness or injury dissolves. With my faith-inspired vision, I see the energy of life circulating everywhere in my body, bringing renewed vitality. Every cell of my body glows with the power of life. And from John 10:10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So let's remain seated while Elaine leads us in Shirley the Presence.
Oh, I do. Well,
you musicians are sick today. What? Welcome to the Go With The Flow Center for Positive Living. So John Davis is our piano or organ, whatever that thing's called, keyboard player. And before they left for Florida, he made us CDs, three of them, of the whole service. So we're playing what John would normally play for today. These are emergency backup musicians. But John is plays his own speed. So it should be an adventure. Alrighty. Let's all say the opening statement together, found inside your program. There is only one presence and one power. Active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Let's stand for our welcoming song. What is it today?
It's so perfect because it just goes with the reading.
I was hoping it was going to be Radiant Life.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually marked that one in my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, pages
and
pages. 183.
Thank you.
want to go without it?
No. Well, if you want to read 15 seconds.
Okay.
14, 13, 12.
It's like the guy, the trainer at the gym. Ten more, he goes, hit us. 10, 9, 8, 9, 8, 7, 9, 8.
You're making me do too many.
I'm sorry, it's about to be good. I can't believe, now I don't have to squeeze any. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. You had this so simplified, it had to become complicated.
Well, actually, going to Paul Lieutenant.
Yeah, your computer's involved, yeah.
Thank you. Yay! Opening statement together, located inside your program. We did that?
We're blocking each other.
Reading is an announcement.
Yes. We need
Meetings and announcements.
We did the one, okay, page two. Announcements. Our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Any other announcements?
My grandson was born on Monday.
Congratulations.
He lives in my house, so I get to see him often.
Oh, good.
It's glorious.
Better. And just think, someday people take hearing aids out when he's crying too much. Yes, Susan.
There's an opportunity to volunteer to be a reader coming up, so if that gets you excited, talk to me after.
I'll talk to you after.
Yeah.
Up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And coffee rest stop's coming up the last weekend in May, which is not Memorial Day weekend, it's the weekend after. So make cookies, please. Bring coffee and volunteer to work a shift. All right, let's all say our unity statement together in our program. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Let's stand once more for our song of joy. What is it, Joy? To share one with, we have an abundance, so help yourself. But I'm not going to read out of that. I'm going to read out of Keep a True Lent, which is Charles Fillmore's Lenten study. The first part of this book is his writing about unity principles, and it's really good. In that it pulls together a lot of the stuff that we hear about here, but he brings it all together. And I'm just going to read the first few paragraphs. The Way to Perfection, Chapter 1. I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. In prayer we need to be deeply conscious that God is the Almighty One, the Supreme Creator, the ruler of the universe, that He is infinite and eternal. We need to know that God is the underlying, unchangeable truth, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. God as principle is the absolute good expressed in all creation. When we know God and worship Him in spirit and truth, we recognize Him as this great goodness, which is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
ready and willing to guide, to bless, and to uplift. To walk with Almighty God is to walk with truth and to affirm the power of spirit within mind and body as the dominating mind force. It is a walk in the light, and thus to apply in our daily living the wisdom that is from above, acknowledging the Father as the source of all our knowing, as the mainspring of all our actions. This leads us to the truth that our knowing God brings peace, the serene abiding that never wearies, never questions, never strains for results. He created and controls the whole universe. In God we live and move and have our being.
Thank you, Susan.
Now, you may be seated for our meditation song. Which number is that?
246.
Breathe through me. Forever and ever is a long time. It's a nice promise.
Alrighty, so alleluia, ready?
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
And every Sunday we have a different speaker, and this Sunday our speaker will be I alone. That's how she told me I remember her name. And I need it. And she's, if you haven't heard her speak yet, she's wonderful. So here she is.
No pressure, no pressure.
No pressure.
Yay.
All right, good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
All right.
All right, so as I said to Tom earlier, it's been a week. I had plans for how my week was going to go, and we know how plans go, right? So I have powered through. I've come up with something to say to y'all today. And as I told Tom, as of 6 o'clock this morning, we're talking about healing. Actually, I've known for a long time that I like to tie it into the daily word. And so I had known that it was going to be healing. I just didn't know how it was going to come together until I was sitting there at my sewing table slash desk space this morning trying to finish it. Because, as I mentioned, my grandson was born on Monday, and we had these big plans to have his baby shower. We had it here yesterday in the afternoon, and I just didn't have the time leading up to it that I had planned, since he's, as I said, in my home, and it threw off my week, and here I am, babbling at you about my week. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about healing. And I had asked Susan if she was going to read for us what it says in the fasting and feasting, and she was not. So I'm going to share with you the fasting and feasting for today. Because I kind of did what I could to blend the two different readings together today. So we have, for Sunday, March 1st, 2020, Suddenly It Is Spring by Eric Butterworth. That after a long winter, it is good to witness the springtime pageant. Through the forests and meadows, across farms and gardens, spring has touched the earth with a gentle hand and warmed it with a sweet breath. New life is in evidence, color has returned, the pulse beat of people and nature is stronger, and everywhere men and women are taking up their daily tasks with lighter hearts. Walt Whitman refers to the ever-returning spring. I think he means not the annual occurrence of summer, fall, winter, spring, but rather the eternal evolving of that which is involved, the constancy of growth and renewal. Could it be that the season of growth is really the autumn, because behind the old leaf that falls, the new leaf is safely embedded? It is there. Even before that, the tree never really stops budding. Of course, we look for times of sowing and reaping in accordance with the earth's seasons, but within the apple pit is the image of the tree, the blossoms, and other pits. Naturally, we do not expect the apple first and the blossom after. But we know for certain that both are there within that tiny pit. We know it only has to open its door. For every individual, just like the apple tree, divine inheritance is not something you have to attain, but a growth enfold in it, to be awakened and released. This is truly what Easter is all about. Thus, spring is not some set time on the calendar. It is the open door to the earth's inheritance, the everlasting yes to transcendent life. May this year's performance of spring work magic in your life, opening doors and windows of perception and experience. May you come to enjoy a greater awareness of the spring of life, which is progressively being awakened and released. And as spring happens in your garden, may Easter happen in your life. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that constant renewal, that regrowth, that rebirth, but I also wanted to talk about healing. So I've kind of done what I can to put them together. together. Skip to page 3. All right, so true health and is beyond just being healthy. It's more than eating a healthy diet and exercising and things like that. It's health and well-being. They tend to go together. They talk about your health and your well-being. Your well-being, your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So we kind of need to take them all into account. I was reminded of this the first time I went to see a naturopath. So my whole life I've gone to see a doctor. You know, most of us see a doctor, you go. You wait for 45 minutes, they come in, they see you for 5 minutes, they walk out, they come back, they share a little bit more with you, they leave, you go home. All in all, you've been there for an hour and you've actually been with somebody for maybe 15 minutes. This is my experience of a doctor's office, okay? So, yeah, 10 minutes maybe. All right, so I went to see a naturopath for the first time, and it was September 2018, and I know that because it's a very significant time for me. I went to see the naturopath, not really sure what to expect, and they told me it was an hour and a half. Okay, so I'm greeted not by a nurse or a medical assistant, I'm greeted by the doctor themselves, and they take me to their office, and we sit down, and one of the first things that she asks me is what my life purpose is. Okay, I thought I came to see the doctor. What is this about my purpose? And so we had a lot of conversation about my purpose in life, and all I could come up with was to impact the world in a positive way. That was all that was all that could come out of my mouth. And we talked about my spiritual well-being, we talked about my mental well-being, we talked about my emotional well-being, we talked about my physical health. And I sat in that office for an hour and a half, and I laughed, and I sighed, and I had this experience of emotions and awareness, and she said things to me that in all reality led me back here. And because in that exploration of what is your life purpose and what do you want to do, what makes you happy, being in a unity community is part of what had made me happy during some of the happiest times of my life. Being connected with other individuals that shared a similar philosophy to myself was what contributed to my happiness and my well-being at times in my life when I had experienced that. So I reconnected with this idea of whole health, as we're going to call it, okay? And so this leads me to this whole idea that we co-create with God our life, our experiences, our wellness, our health. And it seemed kind of weird to me to really think about how what I think can impact what it is that my body is doing. However, we have psychosomatic illness. Psychosomatic illness, it's documented, it's a phenomenon that is well known in the medical community. It is where somehow the mind has managed to cause illness in an otherwise healthy body. Well, if we can have psychosomatic illness, why can't we have psychosomatic health and wellness? And so I did a little bit more digging, and I thought about it, and I said, okay, so there are actually two things that are on the little bitty card that I carry multiple around in my pockets, and I got them in my purse, and it's those five principles of unity. And there are two of them in particular that kind of stood out to me. And they are, we are co-creators with God, creating reality through thoughts held in mind. Well, gee, if I am co-creating through my thoughts, then my thoughts are probably part of why I experience health and wellness the way that I do. The reality we hold is illness. We will experience illness. But if the reality we hold is health and well-being, this is the reality we will continue to create for ourselves. And the other one was through thoughts, words, and actions, we live the truth we know. So if the truth that we know is a truth of illness, then that's the truth that we'll experience. We will say that. We will think that. We will live that. So we must not only hold our thoughts of health and well-being, we must also use words that express health and well-being. We must take action as if we are healthy and well. We must live our lives as if we are healthy and well. So I've been going to CrossFit. That was another one of those things that I changed in my life after seeing the naturopath. It's been kind of a wild ride. So almost a year now, my husband and I go to the CrossFit place, and people are always like, CrossFit?
I'm not the typical, we'll say, body composition of which enters a CrossFit gym. However, it works for me for several different reasons. Probably the biggest one being really understanding coaches. So we have a great CrossFit gym here in Centralia, and the coaches are amazing. And from day one, they're like, well, what are your limitations? What is it that you can do? Where does it hurt? How does it? And everything that we do, they have something that I can do if I need to do it different. And that works for me. But what I found was that over the last 10, 11 months that I've been doing it, is that when I get to that point where I want to tell them, well, I can't do this because I have to shift the way I think, because I can do it. I just need to do it a little bit differently. But what I do instead, as I am thinking, I cannot do a single rep more of this horrific exercise. I start chanting in my head and sometimes mutter out loud, I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit. I know that every repetition of I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit is one more calorie on the rower. I know that one more repetition of I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit is one more modified burpee. And if you don't know what those are, you don't want to. Okay? And we're going to leave it at that. But I know that also when I start that, I should just start my exercises with my mantra in my head. Because when I get to that point where I think I can't go anymore and I start saying it, that's the fastest revolution of my routine. That's the highest weight that I lift. That's the strongest finish that I have. That's the farthest distance that I go. In that moment that I start repeating to myself that I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit, is when my body starts to behave as if I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit. Even if it's just for that one more calorie on the rower, or that one more burpee till I'm done, I do it with my body being reminded that I am these things. So I want to touch back at this constant renewal. Mary Alice and Richard DeFullo wrote in Adventures on the Quest, I like that one if you haven't noticed. If you've heard my talks before, I constantly go back to this one because I really enjoy these. So if we want to change the pattern of health in our own physical bodies, there are two factors with which we must deal. The first is the collective ideas of the entire human race, often called race consciousness, which are mostly negative and expectant of disease and death. The second is our own personal ideas, which are also apt to parallel race consciousness and be negative and expectant of illness and demise. So our first task is to refuse to be affected by others' beliefs and then to adjust our own beliefs as well. So when I walk in and I say I do CrossFit and people look at me like I've lost my mind, I have to have my own narrative that says that I can do that because I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit. When I would see the orthopedic surgeon who was like, well, we get a lot of business from there. I'm like, well, then you don't have my coach that asks me if my body can handle doing that. So I am healthy, I am strong, I am fit. We must be willing to stand in the face of all that we are told and we know, and know the truth of our being. Know that our essence is of God, and as such is meant to be healthy and well. Our bodies are constantly being renewed. Constantly. We are in a perpetual springtime of renewal in our physical body, a never-ending Easter of rebirth. We are always replacing the atoms of our bodies. In less than a year's time, almost 100% of the atoms in your body will have been replaced. The brain cells that did your thinking last year are not the same ones you are using today sitting here. Your liver will be different 2 months from now. New atoms will give you new bones in roughly 3 months. And a new covering of skin in about a month. The lining of your stomach will be new in less than a week. Even the DNA responsible for your shape, size, and color of your hair and eyes, most every physical attribute of your body, was not the same 2 months ago. So if the physical body is constantly being renewed, and a year from now is almost an entirely new body, then why is it that we continue to experience disease and a lack of health? It's our thoughts. It's our expectations. It's what we constantly believe and tell our bodies about ourselves. That we are aging, that we are ill, that we have this experience, that we have that experience in our body. And so we have to change that dialogue. I read an interesting bit about how Jesus would ask those who came to him for healing. He would say to them, "Do you want to be healed?" How strange is it that if I came to you for healing, you would turn around and ask me, "Do you want to be healed?" Well, that's why I came. So, yeah, I think so. So the Jebolas, they translated this simple question asked by Jesus as this: do you want to exercise your belief in an expectation of illness? Do you want to let it go? Do you want to let go of that belief and that expectation of illness? Do you want to banish the ghosts of disease patterns at the quantum level, a level beyond the tissues, the cells, and even the atoms, a level touched and known only in the silent, empty spaces beyond all physical matter? So you have to be ready and willing to let go of those expectations and those thoughts and those feelings of being ill in order to experience wellness. We have to change the narrative, we have to change the pattern of thoughts in order to truly shift to health and well-being. The awareness that we have the power to change, just thinking about the possibility that our thoughts can impact our health in this way, is enough to at least start shifting our reality. And it's our reality that needs to be shifted. Simply, the essence of healing is the awareness, the joyful expectation of only good. The unwavering feeling that in spite of any apparent condition, everything is all right. So it is often quoted from Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible." And so a lot of the reading that I've done over the last year has been on gratitude. And I've come to the conclusion for myself that in gratitude, all things are possible. Not just in God, but in gratitude, all things are possible. So today, for our meditation, we're going to show a little gratitude. We are going to acknowledge our body and all of its parts, and we are going to thank it and bless it. All right, are we ready? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, settle yourselves comfortably in your space. Feet flat on the floor. Do your best to relax your body and take a nice deep breath. Today we're going to take the time to love and bless our physical body, show gratitude for each part and tool, and the role it plays in our physical health. So we're going to start from the top. Thank you, brain, for housing my thoughts and memories. I love you and bless you. Thank you, eyes, for showing me the world around me. I love you and bless you. Thank you, ears, for gathering the sounds of the world around me. I love you and bless you. Thank you, nose, for seeking out all the good and the bad smells. I love you and bless you. Thank you, mouth, for experiencing tastes and bringing nourishment into my body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, throat, for being the passageway for all nourishment to my body, for being the conduit for air coming and going from my body, and for housing my physical voice. I love you and bless you. Thank you, lungs, for the life-sustaining air exchange you perform. I love you and bless you. Thank you, heart, for pumping my blood. I love you and bless you. Thank you, stomach, for breaking down my food. I love you and bless you. Thank you, liver, for filtering the toxins that enter my body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, gallbladder, pancreas, and appendix, for your parts in my health and well-being. I love you and bless you. Thank you, kidneys, for filtering toxins in my body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, intestines, for absorbing the nutrients I take into my body and allowing them to enter my bloodstream while moving waste along. I love you and bless you. Thank you, colon, for eliminating solid waste from my body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, bladder, for eliminating liquid waste from my body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, bones, for supporting this physical body. I love you and bless you. Thank you, muscles, for moving my body upon command. I love you and bless you. Thank you, skin, for protecting my insides from the world outside. I love you and bless you. Thank you, hair, for keeping my head and my body warm. I love you and bless you. Thank you, hands, for handling the world around me. I love you and bless you. Thank you, feet, for being the foundation of my body as I walk this life path. I love you and bless you. Thank you, body, for the miraculous dance of life you perform each day, with each part working in coordination with the others for my own well-being. Thank you, body. I see you healthy and well, from the inside out, from the top to the bottom. I love you and bless you.
Aaron, that was wonderful. My body feels good now. Alrighty. Time for the offering. There are two containers, the silver ones for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies
all that I give and all that I receive.
Let's say the blessing of thanks together found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So now, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. You'll find it on the back of your program or on the wall here. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Thank you to everyone who made our Sunday service possible. Don't forget coffee and lots of sugar downstairs. Sorry about that today. Please, let's form a circle and all join hands. There's so much sugar downstairs.
Big circle.
Do an inside circle. It's a sugar block.
Mm-hmm.